Hi there, everybody. Winter driving season. I know it's raining today, but just work with me. All right. It is winter. Reckless drivers are everywhere. You've seen the accidents. Last week, we got two snowflakes. There were 17 pileups. If you are injured in an auto accident, there is one attorney you need to hire. It's David Feminino. Pick up the phone right now. You can talk to David personally by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. 855-65-CRASH, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
All right, 4 o'clock. Good to have you with us. Odyssey.com Rewind. You missed anything? Also, our YouTube, Plenty Show with Rico. Subscribe to it. Why? It's free. And it helps Evan and everybody. And him and John bust their ass putting the videos out. So thank you. I have three football questions for TJ, Rico. The last one will be about Lions and Commanders. Is everybody ready? I want everyone's opinion here now.
Yes, sir.
Roger Goodell has spoken. Mm-hmm. I have a prediction by Boomer Esiason. And I have a Lions Commanders question. Which one would you like first?
Give me Goodell.
Goodell says the next logical step is an 18-game season. Here's my question as a former player.
Shocking.
I know. Right? Believe me, I know.
Yeah.
I don't want an 18-game season. I know players. If they add a second bye week, does it make it more palatable for players that you have to have at least one bye week in the first 8 weeks and you have to have at least one bye week in the last 8 weeks? That you need to space it and give players that extra week to heal their body and to be able to survive it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, players, you're not going to like it. Nobody likes a 17-game season. Ultimately, this is what comes of, you know, weak leadership, I think, when it comes to the Players Association and not taking a stand for their guys and putting their foot down.
Attack
and
somebody. There saying, you go. Know,
or if you're going to add games, guess what? That salary better increase, because players, you only get paid during the season. So you look at it. As you basically get, you know, back when it was 16 games, I get 16 checks. Well, when they went to 17 games, the pay stayed the same. So if it goes to 18 games, you know what I mean? Now you're playing two extra games, the salary that a lot of these guys negotiated for 16 games. So the players, you're going to have to make demands when it comes to that. You're going to have to make demands that, you know, hey, you're going to have to bump the salary. Yes, a demand would certainly have to be an extra bye week, no doubt. But the players don't like it, and this has just been years of kind of ineptitude, I think, from the leadership on the Players Association side. It's quite sad to see, to be honest with you.
So, but TJ, if the players don't like it and you say it's weak leadership, so why don't they step up and get new leaders? It seems pretty cut and dry.
I think they do have them now, but when you sign these CBAs, it's 10-year contracts. You know what I mean? Okay, you can't go in year to year and say, oh, we want to change it to this. Oh, nope, deal doesn't end for seven more years or however long it is.
I mean, you could just not play on Sundays.
Well, I don't think it's, you know, guys are going to strike over it, but it certainly there's going to be some issues that come up. And, you know, I think they're going to have to be in the spot to put the hammer down and, you know, not say enough is enough, but, hey, you're not just going to – this isn't going to be continue to be a one-sided negotiation, which it's been a lot of over the past couple CBA negotiations.
Prediction by Boomer Esiason. By the year 2028, it will be announced that the NFL will have a four-team division in Europe.
Oh.
This is not about whether it's a good idea. This is about his prediction.
Separate from this NFL or
– oh, no. As a part of the NFL.
Moving four teams or adding four teams?
Adding four teams. Full-blown expansion, full-blown franchising rights, global television deal. That's what he said this morning before I did the show with him. on FAN, and he was deathly serious about it. And we know Goodell and the greed, and we've talked about it. I think they're putting greed ahead of player safety, ahead of the product. 100%. So it's not about – no one's going to love that.
No.
You believe that.
I don't think the players ever let it happen. I mean, imagine a kid, you know, from L.A. and getting drafted. Oh, now go move your whole family to Germany. Good luck, buddy. See ya.
But
you know what I mean? Like,
but didn't you just open up some 200 jobs by doing that?
And the money. Think about what a global television package would look like.
You don't want to, you know, move everybody to Frankfurt
in 3 years.
But you're in the league.
Don't look at me. I didn't
see. No, I know. By 2028, but man,
that they'll make the announcement.
I would not buy that.
Okay. The last
one is one team just move over there from Jacksonville?
That's an impossibility. Then they're marooned on.
No, let's just get a new team. So you'd like it over there.
Take them. Yes. Here's the one way out. You were talking about Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
The thing that has been lost in all this is Terry McLaurin being the best 50-50 ball contested catch guy in football.
Yeah.
By metric. And then, just watch a game.
And he's the best in tight windows, you know.
So here's my
1 yards.
Here's my question.
He's really good.
Is that really what their plan should be? Is that you find ways to just get him one-on-one or get him some space? And I hate using the term throw it up to him. That's like when Kenny hates people saying shoot the puck.
Yeah.
Throw the ball. But like in a spot like this where you know the team's playing man, they're going to blitz you, is a little bit of a YOLO ball part of your thing where you're going to take 4, 5, 6 shots in this game,
and
you better hope he comes up with a couple of
them.
The Lions used to do with Calvin Johnson.
Just
when he's covered, he's still open?
Yes.
Yeah. They average the most go routes, I think, per game. And it is kind of that college-esque offense with an athletic quarterback with Cliff Kingsbury, who was obviously brought his college style to the NFL. Hasn't really worked until this year. Certainly I think there's going to be looks where if you're showing pressure and, you know, you don't have a deep safety, you're bringing cover zero, then absolutely they're going to take some shots to him because he is that type of guy. He is, like you said, the ability, not the stature or anything, but the ability of a Calvin Johnson where those 50-50 balls are more like 80-20 balls, right? We're not throwing it up and saying, oh, just go try to catch one or two of them. Like,
then you factor really in. You got a rookie corner out there.
Yeah, but they're going to bracket him. I would imagine Kirby Joseph is going to be over the top on a lot of those routes. But they find ways to be creative, college-esque. You mentioned RPO, bootlegs, sprint outs.
They
right?
find ways to get they him one-on-one somehow, and I don't know how it happens. I'm like you with Cooper Kupp. How the F is this guy one-on-one?
Yeah, I mean, but I think if you're Aaron Glenn, and we'll have to see. Washington, obviously, when you get in the playoffs, you have to change some things up. There's plenty of film out there. But Terry McLaurin, I think, lined up on the left side of the offense like 92% of the snaps, 95% of the snaps. So if you know where a guy's going to be, it's going to be easier to make a game plan to take that away. If you're Washington, I'm sure they're aware of some of their self-scouting. Hey, we got to get him to the other side because defenses are kind of locking in. They're either bringing pressure from that side or away from that side so they can kind of drop guys underneath of where Terry's going to be.
Right.
That's going to be another storyline I'm interested to see. How do they utilize him? Because he's kind of been that he's going to line up left and you know what he's going to do. Washington's going to have to change something.
Something Rico brought up, and I want to ask it here, Rico, before we run out of time. Why are teams not screening the Lions more? With this uber blitz-heavy approach, you know, Minnesota didn't bother doing it. The Niners in the fourth quarter didn't bother doing it. Like, the screenplays would seem to be the way of, all right, you're going to send all these chuckleheads and blitz us and do all this. We're just going to zip out the back door here and go get it. Is there something in what Aaron Glenn is doing that would be preventative of that? Because teams aren't doing it, and the Vikings didn't even bother.
Yeah. It's not a great play against blitz or against man coverage because you're going to have somebody around the line of scrimmage covering the running back. Mm-hmm. And offensive line, you always have to block the protection first, right? So if you're getting blitz, hey, I got to go and make sure I nudge this guy before I release. Sometimes that slows you down of getting out to that man, that guy who's in man coverage
too
playing
much
the running back.
Get caught in the wash.
But I think, honestly, there's a lot of teams that just don't put an emphasis on the screen game. And the Lions were like that. I think the first, 10 games of the year, you're like, man, okay, we're getting these wide receiver screens, but we're the running back screens, right? Yeah. We got an athletic offensive line, and I think they've improved tremendously on that. But you can just tell there's some teams that either don't practice it, don't make it an emphasis, but it can be a weapon. No doubt, if you're playing a team that likes to blitz and you're getting some of those zone blitzes, because you hit one of those and it's like, man, goodbye. You got three linemen going out there to block nobody.
Right.
It's a lot of fun.
You're blitzing, so you're already getting traction in on the offensive line. So you're thinking, oh, man, I just beat my – oh, my goodness, it was a dream.
Yeah. No, okay. There are teams like anytime you watch Kansas City, Andy Reid is a great teacher when it comes to screen. They have had one of the best screen games in all of football over the past decade. Like their screen game is fun. And you can tell it's taught. It's well detailed. Guys are getting out on the spot. Offensive linemen know what to look for pre-snap, so you can predict and anticipate what the coverage is going to be. Hey, if it's man, right, if we got a guy in motion and guys are running with him, okay, I got to get out a little faster. This linebacker's coming downhill. Hey, if there's nobody moving and it's zone coverage, okay, I can sell the pass a little bit longer before I release because there's going to be somebody way out in the flat, right? You can also tell teams that just don't detail it very well. And I think that's a majority of a lot of teams in the league right now. They just don't have good details when it comes to the screen, and that's uber important.
No, because the reason why is because the Lions are just constantly blitzing and they're beating the offensive linemen. So it seems like because the screen doesn't work if you're not beating the offensive line. And then all of a sudden it was so easy. You're like, okay.
Right.
Screen.
You're like, or you're, you know, like I, and there's so many dumb screen calls too. Like, you know, Hutchinson used to be great at reading screens because he's like, okay, they just let me go. Antennas up, right? Mm-hmm. Or, hey, why are they leaving a tight end on me one-on-one? Okay, it's probably to get me upfield and throw a little screen to the tight end. Right. So a lot of that does come down to awareness, too, and understanding the situation. Or, hey, man, like this team, you know, they like to thump with the tight end or they slide their guards to me. Wait, they're sliding away. Nobody, right? Antenna goes up. You have to be well coached on that. You have to have great awareness when it comes to that too. And you're right. I don't know if it's the Lions defense is just great at it or other teams just, you know, aren't seeing it or don't pay attention.
We will get to who said it next before we bid farewell to TJ. You have a big event to go to tonight.
It's something at the auto show. I think they're doing a
Will you be one of the models? TJ splayed all over a Mustang.
No, I think it's some sort of pep rally to get for the fans down there and get people ready. Some alumni, I think Herman Moore, Schlesinger.
Now, see, that has Jansen written all over. I don't want to make promises. A pep rally where John gets to yell into a microphone.
Yeah, come on down to the auto show.
Really in fact, we'll John, take TJ's place. He doesn't necessarily want to be there tonight.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ah.
o'clock. Can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
All right, we do it every week. Our coworkers say things. David catalogs it, and it is on us, the gallery, to guess who said it. All right. Is everybody ready? David, are you ready?
I am now.
We had some curveballs last week, too, so David's stepping his game.
David also has a wardrobe change. What happened to the God Be Godden shirt? What the hell happened?
We were laughing a lot. I got hot.
Okay. All right.
So I had to change. All right. It's going to be different against Washington than it is against whoever they face in the NFC Championship game versus whoever they face in the Super Bowl.
Okay. Right off the top, if I may, that strikes me as a Jim Costa type thing. Jim is already planning the second Super Bowl parade before they've won the first. I know factually they also did a topic talking about who would you like to play in the Super Bowl. Kind of hard to do when you're playing the Commanders this weekend. It just, that made it seem like cookies.
One more time, David.
And before I read that again, 6 to 8, 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. is eligible. 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. I'll read it again now. It's going to be different against Washington than it is against whoever they face in the NFC Championship game versus whoever they face in the Super Bowl.
Was that a clue by mentioning 6 to 8, you think? Because I'm kind of leaning, I was leaning Rieger. Wasn't sure if he was eligible.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I don't want to trick you up. It's not a clue.
Okay. He's not solid 20 minutes.
The question wasn't He's asked, on. So I decided I forgot to tell you. So not a
okay.
clue.
Okay, so not a clue. I'm going to tell you, I'm staying on the same show with you. I think that's a John. I think that's a Jansen.
Okay.
Tell you why, but okay. There's no detail in there, though.
I was actually thinking the same thing of Jansen, where.
Because it lacked detail?
Well, I'm sure the whole quote had some detail, just that but sentence.
Those two, I think cookies would have been a little more verbose. So. Yeah.
Kenneth Codd.
It basically wasn't saying anything. I mean, obviously, whoever we play now is going to be different than whoever we play next round versus whoever we play in the Super Bowl. It's really devoid of context quote. So I'll say, I think it's John.
Oh, no.
Man, I'd see, the more we sit here and you start listening to it in other people's voices, now I'm starting to get like a Karshian vibe from it.
Well, that's why the game is different.
I know.
Right?
It's like you got to pick one and just roll with it. No, I'm going to stick with Jansen.
Jansen, I got cooked. So it's three Jansens and a cookie. Mm-hmm. Oh, I got this one wrong, didn't I? Who said it? Great job by you guys. No, fantastic job by you guys. And I knew I was in trouble when Rico's like, well, yeah, it's dull. And I'm like, well, let's go to number nice job.
Two. Number two, you want a high possession game. You want to have explosive plays and put your foot on the throat.
See, that's a cookies vibe for me.
You want a high
Well, that is not respectful, so that can't be Doug.
Yeah, he would never say.
Hope both teams have fun and treat each other nicely.
But foot on the throat.
Foot on the throat.
I'm thinking that's more that show of Gator.
What?
I was thinking the same thing. That sounds like a Gatorism almost. It sounds like something you would say.
Put their foot in the throat and just, yeah.
You want the explosive play? You want to put the foot on the throat? That's a Gator.
TJ?
High possession game. Foot on their throat. I'm kind of, man.
Would David go back-to-back morning show? Also, that could be a Jansen, right? A little bit of Rambo talk.
Foot on the throat. Yeah, I could see that. I'm gonna go with Cookies. I'm going to go with Cookies. He was probably detailing some crazy stats about possessions and time on the field. And
you're going Cookies. You're going Gator. You're going Gator?
Now, you don't have to – this isn't an Evan Jenkins thing, is it?
Not with this particular quote, no.
No, I'm not going to say it.
You just won't say it.
I won't say it.
So we have everyone's guess.
Kenny janking himself again?
I got to think about this. Because it's Cookies does do that stuff where he gets all indignant. Then he thinks he's William Wallace talking about the Lions. Yeah. And you're like, all right, take it easy. But then you're right. Would David go back-to-back mornings?
He could.
I'll go with TJ on this. Foot on the throat. I'll go with TJ. Who said it?
Oh, well, he did go back-to-back mornings.
He did.
Man, I forget. I always forget he's part of that show.
Live from Midland, Michigan, it's Gov.
How can you forget that, TJ?
Yeah, that's a good point.
All right.
Number three.
Man.
Number three. I don't hate this jersey. I like that it's more the white jersey dominant with this. I like the lacing on the front.
This has got to be middays talking Red Wing Winter Fiesta jerseys or whatever.
I am on the border of using the Jenkins rule. That is all I will say.
He's janking himself.
Right next to the hot dog roller. All right, let's go.
The best place to do it.
Oh, okay. One more time, David. Because I got to.
I don't hate this jersey. I like that it's more of the white jersey dominant with this. I like the lacing in the front.
Man.
Doesn't that feel like Gator?
Yeah, it does feel like Gator.
They probably talked the winter thing.
I haven't seen the jerseys, but Gator kind of looking at it up close and detailing it. Yeah, I think it is Gator.
See, I'm thinking something.
Maybe it's an offshoot of the whole would you eat it? They do would you wear it? I don't know.
Would David go three in a row in the morning?
I don't know. That's why this game's difficult.
Because I'm thinking Heather.
Oh.
Ooh.
Dude, if he went three in a row, morning show, same show, that's diabolical. That is not fair.
I'm going to go Heather.
I'm going to go Gator.
Can I get the
quote? And Heather with a sports thing?
Man,
That's tough.
David, can I ask for the quote one more time?
I don't hate this jersey. I like that it's more of the white jersey dominant with this. I like the lacing in the front.
Yeah, I don't think that would be Heather.
I'm going Gator.
I thought you said lacy at first, which it got me thinking. Lacing. Okay. Yeah, I'm going Gator.
Yeah, Gator over here as well.
David, who said it?
Yeah.
Yes. That is perfect. That is perfection by the gallery.
Yeah, we needed that.
Confidence builder.
That's just
a quick little 5-yard completion. I'm in
now
the game
we go.
Now we're good. Go. Shot play. All right, let's go.
Yeah, let's go next. I'm not happy about that one. Next. I want to go. I know you want to go. But you're going to save your money for a game that you need to be at.
I want to go. I know you want to go. But I know you want to save your money where you need to be.
Now, although we have talked about people saving their money and going to the NFC title game, or you sell your ticket to this so it pays for that, the words, I want to go, I don't know that that ever left my mouth. Kenneth, hold on. Kenny's ready to...
I think my guess is Rieger, because I know they were going to do a topic about this. I just didn't know in what terms. But yeah, Rieger definitely would be somebody who wants to relate to the fans. I want to go. I know you want to go.
Now, would this be in the 13 minutes of radio he's done this week?
It would have to be. David would have to pull it from that small window of time.
Has Rieger been overconfident this week? About the Lions winning? Because he's making it seem like, hey, don't waste your money on this one. It's going to be out of control.
No, but
wait for a bigger one.
It's what Kenny said. It's the whole... I want to go. You want to go. You know, we all want to go. But, yeah, I'm going to say Rieger.
I'm going to trust the gallery, TJ.
Yeah, I think I will, too.
And I feel been solid so far. Kenny, because David won't look at it.
I'm like a 7 out of 10 confident. I feel pretty good.
David buries his head. Like.
Plus, it was the whole, I want to go. You want to go, buddy.
I want to go. You want to go.
Kenny shot for redemption. We're leaning on you, Kenny.
David.
Yeah.
I hate you guys. Kenny. I hate you guys.
He's totally back. Kenny's back.
I hate
Kenny,
you guys.
And it's the David tail. When all of a sudden you nail it.
Yeah. Now we're stacking first downs. We're in the red zone. Nice job by Cott. Confident selection.
Way to go, Kenny.
All right.
I want to go, buddy. All right.
Here we go.
David's getting pummeled.
David, you can't bat 1,000. Jesus.
I'm a McConaughey guy here. I'm annoyed by Eminem. I think most of his music is overrated. I'd rather listen to 10 rappers before I would listen to Eminem.
Whoever said that should be fired. Whoa. Eminem's a top 5 MC all time. Whoa. What on earth? I'm offended by this.
Why are you talking about McConaughey?
Who's giving out
Eminem?
These music takes, too? I don't know.
I'm a McConaughey. What does McConaughey have to do with Eminem?
One more time.
I'm a McConaughey guy here. I'm annoyed by Eminem. I think most of his music is overrated. I'd rather listen to 10 rappers before I would listen to Eminem.
That's got to be. Did you double up on Gov?
I know Rieger.
That sounds like an old man.
Rieger did Gov that take. Topic. Rieger did that topic, but that doesn't sound like something he would say.
But he does use the word annoyed a lot.
But he hates Matthew McConaughey.
Okay, Kenny.
I am as puzzled by this as anybody else. As confident as I was before, I am not confident.
Who would be dumb enough? Look, if it's just not your thing, it's one thing. You can't deny Eminem's talent, skill. Who would say that?
Could this be a Costa being, you know, smarmy about something opinion? It's my only lean.
Costa can't name 10 rappers.
Or somebody reading a ticket text.
That should be banned if that's what's
somebody
happening.
Somebody read a ticket text, and technically you did say it, but you were reading the ticket text. But I'm hoping that David didn't do that. So that being said, you know what? I don't know.
What about would Doug say that? He showed up to school back in 86 with you with a crate of rap albums.
No, but...
Because he kind of... Somebody went in depth like they hate Eminem. Doug would just say...
Well, respectfully, it's not my cup of tea.
Yeah.
Where's Kang at on the Eminem thing? Does Kang...
I have no idea.
I'm talking about it. I'm going to go Kang, and he won't put Eminem albums on his collection.
I'm getting a Gov for some reason. I don't know if David would double up on him, but... Man, I think he's the only grouchy man that would have that take.
Doug's more, Gov's more of a Dr. Dre.
I'm more of a Waylon Jennings guy. I'll go with Kang. Why not? Maybe it's a hot take.
You know what this is? This is the 2-point conversion. If we don't get it, that's all right.
We're running the jet sweep. Yeah. All right, here
we're trying to run the score up now.
Yeah. Get to the pylon.
Hook and ladder to your right tackle point. Let's
David,
go.
Who said it?
Yeah! God, I felt that was easy.
I'd rather listen to Alan Jackson.
I don't even know why I second-guessed myself. That was a layup.
Who needs this Eminem character?
Grouchy old white man.
Somebody play Chattahoochee. All right. We're out in the Metamora area. That is who said it. All right, David on the ticket text. TJ has no desire to go to this event tonight. He's hanging out.
Just realize he's still listening.
He ain't leaving.
I'm already halfway to downtown. I'm not going to go home for 2 minutes and turn back around. I guess I'd go find something to eat, but I got nothing to do, man.
You're good. We're happy to have you. David, the ticket text. What do you got, buddy?
Comfort level. I'm 3 out of 5. It will be entertaining and some nervous moments, but they will win. I believe being a 1 is more dangerous than a 5, though. Justin in Newport.
Okay.
Playoff football. I'm at a 2. Wife got me surprise tickets. Super excited for the first playoff game ever for me. Dale in Rochester. Comfort level is a 2. Hopefully a No turnover game for the Lions. Turnovers will be huge, but I am still at a 2.
Now, here's my question. Mm-hmm. You count fourth down conversions as turnovers?
Yes.
I do.
Yes.
I wish football would update the statistics. When you don't convert on fourth down, it should go in the turnover column.
I think they will. I don't think they had as many teams starting to go for it the way they have. And so until now, it's
all right,
like
so yeah. Saturday night, this game, over under 6.5 fourth downs.
Attempts?
Yep.
Over.
Yeah,
over. I think both teams are right around 4.
I was going to say each team will probably do 4 because I think both teams know the best way to win is to keep the other offense off the field.
Yep. Yeah. I'd be honest. I don't think Washington punts at all.
I don't think they can.
Unless it's longer than a 4th and 8.
Like if it's 4th and 14 on their own 21, we're punting. But like overall,
they know if you punt, like you're going down 2 scores.
Yeah, you're dead.
But I think once they cross their own 40, we're just going for it.
Anybody on Gubb's affinity for Alan Jackson?
No, but someone says Eminem blows. I hate his music. He dresses like a homeless person and he looks like a little weasel. With all due respect, LOL.
With all due respect.
None of that has anything to do with top 5 MC.
No.
You're also the guy who slandered Rosa Parks. You think I'm listening to your opinion?
That's music. Rosa Parks is not music.
No, it just shows you're an irrational and mean person.
Oh, okay.
MC. Wow, that's.
Listen.
No. That's an interesting. I'm just trying to think now.
Yeah, go ahead. The point is, you can't name 10 rappers before him. Not if we're basing it on skill and not some dumb, just, oh, I like the beat. No, the actual, like, craft work of it all. What? Go ahead.
I wasn't going to say anything.
Yes,
I was gonna
you
say,
are.
Okay, I was going to say something. You're right.
I
was
going to
say
too well. Come
that
on.
I don't know if Guff can name Tim Rapper. That's why I was shocked by the comment.
What about Snoop-a-loop?
Like, someone had to call him out.
That's an interesting.
You probably had a phase in the 80s.
I know. I would. Like, I still have Rakim.
So all the people that are done.
Rakim's the
best. KRS-One. And,
he was a big NWA fan in, like, the 80s. He had a phase. What?
He's out there screaming, F the police. We're burning down Livonia. Yeah.
Hello, Kansas City. Fight the powers that be. All right, just keep, please. Keep.
Do it out in Warren.
Someone did, a few people did respond on what their menu will be.
Yes.
For tomorrow night. Someone says, I'm making homemade cheeseburger egg rolls. And spicy Greek chicken lettuce wraps.
Dear Jesus.
Anybody with hot salsa?
No. I don't see that on here. But someone is asking for Kenny because they're saying they're having funnel cakes, cotton candy, corn dogs, and a slush machine. And they're serious. They're dead serious.
They have like a county fair.
That's what it sounds like.
Kenny, would it now? By the way, if you missed this, Kenny has a hot dog roller at his house. So this was like a big to-do earlier in the show. Here's my question. And this is the one thing we never covered. What is the Kenny Cott, like, hot dog setup? Like, it's not a Chicago dog. Those are gross. Are you doing, like, Coney's?
No. This is going to be
a mustard guy.
Yeah, we're doing long haul. So, Coney's, that's too much doing. We're just going to have just ketchup, mustard, onion. That's my typical setup.
See, Coney's can go the wrong way. Yeah.
Absolutely. And especially because we're going for, like, what, 8 hours of football? Mm. And it's not going to keep if you do it like that.
How slammed are pizza joints going to be tomorrow night? You ever think about that?
Man.
That's like this is
the Super Bowl.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I wonder if you got to order your pie 2 hours in advance if that's the route you're going.
Yeah.
Saturday not Kenny, night. Though. 3 minutes, he's got another Wiener Schnitzel dialed up.
Yeah, you're almost better just getting the pizza early and just reheating it in the oven.
Look at you all. You're still hungry. I got another one right here.
Hey, having fun waiting for your pizza, bitch. Let me throw another hot log on the roller.
And I know you can't put this on the hot dog machine that Kenny has, but...
Salsa?
No. Are you any of you guys corn dog people?
Absolutely not. It's ridiculous.
I can't get into them.
I feel like once every, like, 3 years, maybe.
Where? A county fair?
Good question, yeah. Good question. David, you know, they take the kids to...
And that's why my wife gets them once a year. So we have them at home from a store. That's the only time I do it. It's like a summertime thing. She gets it when they're at home.
You ever had the mini corn dogs?
Yeah, and I'm like, this is a waste of a hot dog right here.
Question for you.
Yeah.
Now that you're a professional and you're working, you don't get to relax for the games. What would be the TJ menu if you were home watching this game? Because you wouldn't be out at the bar. You'd be home.
Yeah, no. Man, that's a good question. I don't know.
I know, because you don't get the opportunity.
Might be a pizza night, because I don't, like, when I'm watching games, normally I don't like having a bunch of people over, because I just want to watch the game.
That's right. Know? And people would come to you with all the football questions, and you're like, I'm not
here. So you play, TJ. What do you think?
Or if I go to somebody else's house, it's
I've been around some of his friends. Hey, these guys get all sloshed up and like, hey, Langer, what about the ACAP? And you're like, what is going on here?
You know what? Mental note, I need to text TJ during the game. Okay.
You can. Yeah. I'm up in the booth. Nice and
he's very good about texting.
Yeah. Oh, no,
they're normal.
Yeah. Every now and then, I just love it when TJ just sends me, oh, look at your Spartans. Okay. Somebody take it away from TJ. Take his phone away.
I'm normally very complimentary when I talk about
oh, boy.
The Giants. Oh, like Mike. I texted him after the Giants won a big game, and, you know, I get just these horrendous things sent back to me.
Please. Yeah, I said, I hope your house caves in with you in it.
Oh, no. Well, TJ, you're not going to answer my yes, TJ. He just keeps going, I'm going to keep doing this all night.
Although you did try to have me arrested when I went to East Lansing a couple weeks ago.
Oh, Jesus.
I recommended that you a nice place.
All right, let's get to the Prop Bet Casino.
Just happened to say you may want to check this guy's car.
TJ has a major event to go to tonight, a meet and greet with all of the Motor City.
The dignitaries.
That's right. People are pumped. Will you be dressed up for this occasion?
No, I'm wearing what I'm wearing now.
Okay.
So, nice little quarter zip and go get the fans ready, Mike.
Nice to see you really dialed it up for the people tonight.
Oh, it's the auto show. I don't think it's a black tie.
Final score, go.
For Lions?
Mm-hmm.
What'd I say, 31-17?
There you go.
Double
you heard it here.
Disco.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.